The following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We have a very special guest. We are speaking with Rafael Espinal, former city council member who served the 37th district in Brooklyn. On March the 2nd, Mr. Espinal assumed the mantle of leadership as the president of the Freelancers Union. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you. So congratulations.
I appreciate it.
And tell us first, who is Rafael Espinal and why did you resign from the city council?
Yeah, well, I used to be a city council member for 6 years. Before that, I was a New York State Assembly member. But I am a son of Dominican immigrants from the Caribbean. They moved to New York over 40 years ago. They bought a home here, raised a family. And I grew up in East New York, a neighborhood that for a very long time has been disinvested in, wasn't always the best community because government never gave to the resources that we needed for good education, mm-hmm. for safer streets, and providing good paying jobs. So when I got older, I got very interested in the idea of serving my community as an elected official to push City Hall and Albany to do the right thing by our communities. I ran and I won, and I served my time in government for, I would say, 8 years elected in office and 4 years as a staff person, so 12 years working for our government to do that for our communities, our immigrant communities, mm-hmm. And those neighborhoods that we decided to settle in.
Okay, so tell us about the Freelancers Union.
Yeah, so I did resign on January 30th. It was a tough decision, but it was because there was an opportunity to be the president of the Freelancers Union, a union that I believe does a lot of important work to support independent workers and freelancers. For example, when I grew up, you know, my parents did have full-time jobs, but on the side, on the weekends, they would do work. Like my father was a photographer to do weddings and baptisms, and my mother used to bake cakes for events as well. And I understood the importance of that independent work to help families create
side
more
hustle.
Money. Side hustle. It's the side hustle. Right. The hustle to make that extra money in order to get by in our city. And the Freelancers Union does a lot of work to support those workers. And I thought it was a natural fit for me to use my experience as an advocate in City Hall to now head this union and fight for those independent workers that exist in our communities. You know, Caribbean immigrants come with a lot of trades and a lot of skills that they use to hustle on the side to, mm-hmm. to make extra money. So I want to be their voice, and I want to make sure that the union is doing everything they can to support them.
Okay, so Freelancers Union founder Sarah Horowitz, mm-hmm. she described you as a rare leader who has the ability to navigate the complex challenges of the growing freelance economy. What can be expected under your leadership?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to make sure that any laws that come out of Albany, there's a conversation around misclassification laws, mm-hmm. and it's about companies that are not classifying their workers as full-time employees. We have to make sure that laws like that get passed to provide justice for those workers who want their benefits from those companies, but also making sure that those laws don't affect true independent workers, because this law was passed in California, and we are seeing freelancers get negatively affected because they can't perform their side hustle and get paid for it, because now they're either an employee or they're not. And when the independent status is important for workers as well. So I'm going to advocate to make sure that law protects everyone in Albany. I think also we have to look at the paid family leave. Right now, the way the law is written, if you're a freelancer and don't apply for paid family leave, you have to pay for 2 years in order to qualify for that leave. It's a weird loophole in the law. And so it's important that Albany changes that law so that all freelancers can have access to paid family leave moving forward. And then also, I think there's something that's not really known about from New Yorkers, is that the Freelancers Union actually has a co-working space in Dumbo that is free to members. If you're a member of the union, you can go there with your laptop and your computer and perform your work. And you can leave the house and you can go work in our space for free, which we hope will help you expand your business and your hustle moving forward. So I want to see more of those hubs open up around the borough and other and the city, so that New Yorkers can feel they have access to those spaces.
And I guess your background being in the assembly allows you to, you know, that experience, you can lean on that experience and background to navigate getting things done.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends in Albany because of my time there. For example, our good friend Ronice Bichotte, she is someone who also believes in the freelance economy and supporting independent workers. So I'm going to be working with my colleagues up there in Albany, and my experience will allow me to navigate and pass legislation that's important to us.
Okay, so your membership is 500,000 strong. What are some of their concerns and challenges?
I think the biggest challenge is that anyone who's an independent worker and is that one, cash flow is always an issue. You perform a job, the person who you did the job for doesn't pay you, or if they don't pay you, they don't pay you on time, and you're left waiting for that money so you can pay your expenses. So we, as a union, worked on a law called the Freelance Isn't Free Act. Mm-hmm. And what that act does is it allows for the city to step in and play an enforcement role in requiring for freelancers to get paid on time if they don't get paid. So I want to see that law get passed in Albany so that the entire state can be covered and possibly pass it with much stronger labor protections moving forward.
Well, you just touched on the Freelance Isn't Free legislation, and you also, in 2019, you co-sponsored a bill to extend protections against harassment and discrimination to independent workers under the city's human rights law. Tell us about that and why these legislations are so important.
Yeah, so that legislation was very important because what it does is I think that anyone who works in a traditional work environment, they have protections from being fired or not being hired because of your race, of your gender, of your culture. And those protections were not there for freelance workers. Mm-hmm. So this bill expands that to freelance workers. So no one can deny you a gig or a job because of where you come from, or what you believe in, and what you look like, or how old you are. And I think that's important moving forward so that all workers can feel protected. And all these laws are important because, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of people in our communities, right? You know, also a lot of lower-income communities that depend on these side jobs to get by. And traditionally, there was never real protections for them or real support for them. What we're trying to do is provide as much of a safety net for those workers so that they can have the support they need to do their side hustle with the peace of mind that there's a union supporting them and advocating for them in government.
Okay, so how can one become a member of your union?
Yeah, so to join the union is free. You go on the website, freelancersunion.org. You sign up with your email address, your address, and that's as simple as it is. And the benefits that come with that is, one, you can use our co-working space for free twice a week. Two, we have access to a lot of discounts and benefits for independent workers. For example, if you want to print business cards, we have discounts for business cards. If you want to join the gym, if you want to take a taxi, we have discounts just specifically for members for them to use for free. But we also provide health insurance, and you can buy into that health insurance. Yes, you can buy health insurance anywhere you want, but if you buy it through the union, it helps the union because we're able to get raise money we need to continue our advocacy on behalf of independent workers.
All right. So thank you so much, Mr. Espinal, for coming here and sharing information about your freelancers union. We do hope to have you back again, and we wish you the very, very best in your new position. And we know that you'll be successful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure being on Caribbean American Weekly. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.